Takeaway English from the BBC.
Summer in Edinburgh, Scotland's capital city, is the time for festivals. Between the end of July and the beginning of September, there are several different festivals which take place there. The original Edinburgh International Festival started in 1947 and offers visitors a rich programme of classical music, theatre, opera and dance. The same year that the official festival began, a handful of theatrical companies gatecrashed the festival and organised their own event, which grew into what is now called the Fringe Festival. The term fringe means something on the outside of the main event, but over the years the Edinburgh Fringe Festival has become the largest of all the festivals, and indeed the largest arts festival in the world. The Fringe features performers and acts which are less traditional and more unconventional than those in the International Festival, and includes a lot of stand-up comedy shows, music and children's entertainment. The Edinburgh Fringe is seen as an important place for up-and-coming stand-up comedians to perform at. At the same time in Edinburgh, there are various other festivals, such as the Jazz and Blues Festival, the Book Festival, the Film Festival, and even an Internet Festival. There's also a multicultural festival called Mela, which celebrates the diversity of people living in Edinburgh, in particular people with South Asian origins. Edinburgh Castle is the site of one of the most spectacular events, the Military Tattoo. A military tattoo has nothing to do with a tattoo on your skin. It means a performance of military music, for example by marching bands. In Scotland, the military tattoo traditionally includes bagpipes and drums. This year, the display will also feature dancers, horses and motorbikes. Though you have to pay to attend most of the events at the various festivals, there are several groups who organise large numbers of free events as well.